You're on the bottom of your Aleph Amar Aleph, the last few words. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael beforech. Rabbi Lezer Omer beferach. They enticed them to begin with softly and then pounced the shibud on them. Like we had before, that Paro himself asked for volunteers, just like himself. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer b'pricha. No, they did it with a backbreaking, crushing labor. Vayimoru eschayem avoda kosha b'chomer avodeinim. Right, Omer of Rava mitchila b'chomer avodeinim uvesof v'chol avoda basav. They started with chomer avodeinim, and after that they spread out to all different kinds of work. Es kol avodas v'mashur avdu b'hem b'forech. Again, it says parech. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonason, shoyu machlifim meleches anoshim lanoshim, meleches noshim lanoshim. They switch women's work to men and men to women's work, and that's very oppressive. L'mandi Omer nomi hosum beperach, according to the one who said that the first perach is perach hochavadi bepricha. The second one, taka, was already crushing labor. They started off softly and ended up bepricha. So everybody agrees the second one is bepricha. The shail is what the first perach means. So Rashi, beferach, mi moshchum bidvorim uvishar ad shehirgilum lavoda. They originally enticed them with the nice words and they paid them, and then when they got them used to working, then they took away the schar and the nice words and enslaved them. Bepricha b'shivron guf, something that's crushing, broke the body. Umosnayim v'chazoka, strong, back-breaking labor. Ba'avoda kosha, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonason, sheyu machlifin, v'zuhi kosha shelo hayu regilin b'kach. Work that people aren't used to doing, men doing women's work and women doing men's work, that's very difficult to do. L'manda Omer b'perach kama b'perach, the one who holds that the first perach doesn't mean crushing, but it means enticing. Hai b'perach basro vaday prichahu. But the second perach vadi means crushing labor, the siva yimoru, because that's already after they embittered them. So the second perach wasn't any more perach, but was pricha. Okay. Dorish of Avira, bishar noshim tzidkanio shohayu ba'osra ador nigali so mitzrayim. It was in the schar, the schus of Noshim Tzidkonios that existed in that generation that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. B'shoa Shaholchos, what did they do, these Noshim Tzidkonios? B'shoa Shaholchos Lishov Mayim, and they went to draw water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamed Lohem Dagim Ketanim B'chadeyet, and from the wells also came up fish, little fish. B'shoa Avos Mechza Mayim U'mechza Dagim, and they would take up, when they would draw the water, half a pail of water and half a pail of fish. Uvos v'shofzo shtek deros, achas shel cham v'achas shel dagim. Then they would cook up two pots with what they drew from the well, one with hot water and the other one with fish. Umalichas etzel baleihem l'sodin. They bring it out to their husbands who are working in the fields. Umarchitzos osam, and with the hot water they would wash them. The sochos Osan, and they would anoint them with oil and to soothe their pains. Umachilos Osan, they would feed them the fish. Umashkas Osan, they give them the drink. Viniskakos lohen bein shvasayim. Then they would go into the ditches there in a private place and live with their husbands so they'd be able to have children. Shenemar im tishkevun bein shvasayim. Bishar tishkevun bein shvasayim zochu Yisrael lebizas Mitzrayim. And that's chus. That the women did all of this, that's why they got Bizas Mitzrayim. Right? Even though the Rabban Shem promised the Achrei Chen Yetzu Berchush Gadol, you need a schus to get it. Or the Berchush Gadol was Bizas Hayam, and this they got extra in the schus of the Noshim Tzikonios. Shenemar Kanfe Yona Nechba Bekesef Ve'evroseha Birak Rak Chorutz. The Kivan Shemisabros, once they got pregnant, Vos Levoteim, they went home. The Kivan Shemagiyas Man Molodeha, when they came time to give birth, Holchos v'yoldos besod, they would go out into the field to give birth, because if the midstream caught the babies, they killed them. Throw them, they drowned them. Tachas ha-tapuach, shenemar, and they would go out to the field, and under the tapuach, Tosfos says in a few places, tapuach doesn't mean a apple, but it means an esrog. And they go under the esrog trees, שנאמר תחס התפוח עוררתיך. והקדוש ברוך הוא שולח משמי מורום, מי שמנקר ומשפיר עושם כחי יזו שמשפר את הסבלד. And the Rabban Shem would send malachim to clean off the children and to just as a midwife does, these malachim did. Shenemar umoldosecho biyom holaritecho osa lokora sorcho v'mayim lorachatzta l'mishoi, that all these things the Rabban Shem did to them. Umalaket lohem shnei igulim echad shel shem v'echad shel dvash, and he provided for each child two cakes of one of oil and one of honey, so they should be able to live. Shenemar vayenikeu dvash misela v'shem and michal misur. The kivin shemakirin bohem Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians would find out that these children were being born in the fields, boin lahargon, they came to kill them. V'nasalem neis v'nivloin bekarka, and a neis happened, they were swallowed up into the earth. Umevi'in shvarim v'chorshim agabon, and the Mitzrayim didn't give up, and they took oxen and they plowed the ground to try to kill these children that were swallowed up by the ground. Shenemar al gabi chorshu chorshim la'achar shaholchin hayu mevasim v'yotzim ke'esav asada. When the Mitzrayim would leave, the children would sprout up like grass. Shenemar revova ketzemach asada nisatich. The kivin shem is gadlin boin adorim adorim levateim. Once they grew, they would go home in droves back home. Shenemar vatirbi vatigdali vatavoi ba'adi adayim. Al tikri ba'adi adayim ela be'edrei adorim. Ukshenigla kodesh baruch hu al hayam, when the Rabbanu Shalom appeared to them at the Yam, at Yam Suf, heim hikiru tchila. These children recognized the Shechina from the whole birth process that they went through. Shenemar zeh keli vandeh. They could point and say, hey, this is the Rabbanu Shalom that we recognized from before. Rashi. The shofsos. Kishemoshivin ha sir al gabi kira korele shvisa. Shvisa means when you put a pot on the fire to cook, that's called shvisa. Acha shalchamim lirchotz ragli ba'alehen besoda, to wash off their feet and to comfort them. That was one pot. Bein shvasayim bein mitzorei hasodos, between the borders of the field, mekomos snuim, like ditches that they dug around as borders, and in these ditches, that's where they had relations with their husband. Meitzar gvul hasodeh, gavoa mikan, v'chaveiro mikan, v'choritz be'emtza. Like there's the borders of the field were a little mound on each side and a ditch in between. Yonah Yisrael, Klal Yisrael compared to a Yonah, shenemer Yonasi Samosi, orarticho latzeis mimei mecha. There I incited you or aroused you to be born. Chibloscha loshon chevle yoleda. Menaker, menaker. And the Rosh Hashanah would send malachim to clean off the children. Meshaper, kemosha osun latinokos, liyashavis devarehem. When they come out, you have to make sure that all the bones and the organs are in the right place. Ulesaknon she nitokin mitzar haleda. Because all these things are sometimes because of the trauma of the leda, the bones are put out of place or whatever, so you have to put them back into place. Lo kora sorcho lo hoya lecha nialedes lachtoch tibor hanolad, tibor hanolad havlad, that they didn't have anybody to cut the umbilical cord, so the Rabban Shem sent malachim. Lemeshai lahachlik basar, or to smooth out the flesh and the newborn boy baby. Kamo chalakta tzavorov shiuos, that they smoothed out his what's it called, chelka tzavorov shiuos, says that what's it called, that they put the by Yaakov Avinu put the wool of on his neck, because his neck was smooth and Esav was hairy. Igulin ke'en kikar ogul, a cake. Nasa lohem neis the revolver katzemach hasode gedelim min haaretz katzemach hasode, and then it would sprout out of the ground after they were swallowed up by the ground when the Mitzrayim would leave. Vatovoi lebeis avicha, and you'd come back home ke adorim, like droves. Hey mikiru shero shchinaso kvar, they already saw the Shechina took care of them when they were infants, so they recognized the Shechina when by Kriyas Yamsuf.
Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lamialdos or Ivrios Ravu Shmuel Chadomar Isho Bita. One said it was a woman and her daughter. The Chadomar Kala Vachamosa, a woman and her daughter-in-law. Mandi Omar Isha Ubita Yocheved Umiriam. The one who holds that it was a woman and her daughter was Yocheved and Miriam. Mandi Omar Kala the Chamosa, that it was a woman and her daughter-in-law, Yocheved Velisha, Velisheva. Yocheved and her daughter-in-law, Aaron HaKohen's wife, Elisheva Basaminodov. Tanya Kamandi Omar Isha Ubita. There's a braisa that says, and that's what Rashi brings down in Chumash, that it was a mother and a daughter. The Tanya Shifra Zu Yocheved. She would dainty up the child, clean him off or whatever after the birth. That was her job. The Klal Yisrael had a miraculous kind of proliferation in her days. That's why she was called Shifra. Pua Zumiriam. Veloma Nikrashma Pua Shahisa Poe Umotsia Savlad. So Tosa says that it means that they had a lechoshim, different kinds of incantations to make the birth go. They whisper in the ear of the mother. Another say it means that she would scream to make the mother push and give birth. Dover Acher Poa Shoysa Poa Baruch Hakodesh VaOmeres Asida Imi Shetelid Ben Shemoshias Israel. Pua had nothing to do with her job with the children, but something before that. She was the one who. Poa means to speak, to say, pitter patter, whatever. So that she, what's it called? She said this nevuah. She was 6 years old that her mother's going to give birth to the one who's going to save Klal Yisrael. Vayomer b'yaledchen eso evrios my avonaim. What's the avonaim? Omer avchanan simin gadol masolahen. Paro told them, I'll tell you when the woman's ready to give birth. Omer lohem b'shosha koras leilin, when just before the birth, yarchosea mitstananos kavonim, her thighs become cold like stones. So if you have that simen, you'll know they're ready to give birth, and that's when you'll look and see and kill the boy before they come out. The iste omer kedirsiv, the eireid beis hayotzer, the hinehu osa malochal avnoim. Now avnoim over here means a birth stool. Right, just like a potter. Right, ma yotzer ze yerech mikan v'yerech mikan usdan beemtza. Just like a potter has one leg on one side of the stool and one side on the other, and then he has the potter's wheel in the middle. So to over here, the woman has one leg on this side, one leg on that side, and the child comes out from in between. Afisha yerech mikan v'yerech mikan v'avlad beemtza. See Rashi. Elisheva Basaminodov Ishto Shalaron. Shahoisa Poelivlad Mishashas Ito Kederech Shemesachikin Litinokos. Rashi learns that she used to play around with the child and coo at him. Bidvorim Aravim Lishasho, to sing lullabies or to coo to the child. And Tosa says it means that she used to whisper in the ear of the mother different incantations to make the birth go better. Puat so ekis. Kimokioleda effort. Pua means to scream or to talk. Hochi Garcino Isinal Avnoim, Umrab Yochanan, Simin Godl Mosolohen, Bishoshi Koras, Lele Yarchosehem, Stanos Kavonim. Dover Acher, Alho Avnoim, Kidirsivo Eirid Besayotzer, Mayotzer Ze Yerech Mikan. Avnoim is like a potter's stool where they give birth, a birthing stool where the legs are spread out and the child comes out from between. Simin Godel, Shalotit Leno Ha'aim, the Tachbieno, that they shouldn't be born. Once they're born, the mother's gonna take the child and hide it. So before the child was born, the Paro gave them a simin. When do you know the birth is imminent? When the thighs become cold. At that point, put your hand in and kill the boys. And he gave them a simin, how to know if it's a boy or a girl also before it came out. Vatomer Nathalhoya, and then say that the child was stillborn. Because Paro didn't want it openly murdered, the children in the first stage. He wanted it done that the people were thinking that there's some kind of plague and everybody's being born stillborn. Zelochem hasiman shaleida v'oz titlu v'targu. Right, when you know that the birth is imminent, then you should kill the child. Dover acher lahochi korile l'mashber shal isha avnoyim ki dechshiv gabe yotzer kli cheres avonayim. The isha nami liyotzer damia. A woman, when she gives birth, is like this potter who's sitting with his legs straddling the potter's wheel. Sedan eitz of she'ol of yoshev umegalgel habitzim lasos bitfus. He takes the clay, puts it on this wheel, and puts it around to make the kli, and he sits on the on a board, on a block of wood, to do that with his legs spread. The gadol of the katnon, he puts it on this wheel to make it bigger or smaller. Simin gadol mosel lahen. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay. In ben hu v'amitin oso amar Rabbi Chanina simin gadol mosel lahen. He gave another simin. How to know before it's born? Because again, he wanted them to kill the children before they were born. If it was a boy or a girl. And he only wanted the boys killed, because they wanted to preserve the girls and make them live with Mitzrim, and in that way, what's it called, take away Klal Yisrael completely by intermarriage. She says, she gave him a simen. Im ben hu v'amitin osom rabchina simen godl mosolehen, ben ponav lamata, boy is born with his face facing down, as when he comes out, his back is towards the yoledes, and bas panela mala, and a girl, her is facing upward. That's the way that they have relations. That's the way they're born. Vatirena meyaldos asuelohim v'lo osu kasher diber alehen lohen miboye. What's alehen? He spoke to them. He should say spoke to them, not about them. Or alehen means he spoke to them something to do with themselves. Omrav Yosef Rav Chanina Malamit Shetovan L'Dvar Aveira. The Paro, aside from telling them to kill the children, he also tried to seduce them. V'lom Nitbu, and they didn't accept. V'techalienos Hayelodim Tana Lo Dayin Shlohem Yisu also. Not only they didn't kill them, Elashechoyu Maspikos Lehemayim Umozon. They did everything in their power to keep them alive, that nobody should be choshed that if they died of natural causes that they killed them. The Jewish women are not like the Mitzrayim. Ki chayos heina. So my chayos, what does that mean? If it means midwives, they're midwives. Ilema chayos mamish, ata chayim ilotzricha chayachrita laluda. A midwife doesn't need somebody, another midwife to help her give birth. Right? A midwife doesn't need another midwife if she's giving birth. So what's the fact that ki chayos heina? They're like animals. Yehuda gurar yedon yehi don nochash. Naftali ayol eshlucha yisocher chamer gorim yosef bechor shor binyamin zeiv yitrof. Dichsiv beksibe. Whoever says specifically as compared to an animal is said. The loksibe, the ones that doesn't say ksiv ma imchalavi bein arayos rovtza. It compares the Klal Yisrael to all of the shvatim, that their mother was like a lion or whatever, so a lioness. So all of the shvatim are compared to animals, and therefore animals don't need midwives to give birth. They give birth without any help. So these women are like animals. They don't need any help to give birth. One said their reward was they got kahuna and leviya. V'chadomer boti malchus. Mandiomer boti kahuna leviya. Aaron and Moshe. That Aaron and Moshe were born from Yocheved. Uman di Omer boti malchus, David nomi mi Miriam kasi. David came from Miriam. Dechsiv a Thomas Azuva, Eishes Kalev, vayikach lo Kalev es Ephras, vateled lo es Chur. Uksiv a David ben Ish Ephrasi. David came from them, and that's what's it called. So Malachim came from Miriam. The Kalev ben Chetzron holied es Azuva, Isha, the Esirios, the Eila Boneha, Yosher, the Shove, the Erdon ben Chetzron, ben Yefunehu. Mashmar says, what's it called? The Chora, Kalev, it says ben Chetzron. So ben Yefunehu, right? His name was Kalev ben Yefuneh, not Kalev ben Chetzron. Who ben Shepona Measas Meraglim. No, Yefuneh was a nickname that was given to him because he turned away from the plot of the Meraglim. The Akati ben Kenaz, he says, what's it called? Dechsiv, his father's name was Kenaz, not Yefuna and not Chetzron. Why Dechsiv, Ayilkedo Asniel ben Kenaz, Achi Kalev. Asniel ben Kenaz was the brother of Kalev. So if Kenaz was the father of Asniel, he must have been the father of Kalev also. Where it says, Omer Rav Chor Gol Diknas Avi. No. Asniel and Kalev were brothers only from the mother. They had the same mother, but they didn't have the same father. So he was a stepson of Knaz, Kalev, but his real father was was Chetzron. And his nickname he had was Ben Yefuna, because Pona me Atzas Meraglin. And from here we see that a stepson is called, can be called on the name of the, stepfather. Okay. What the Gemara says, that if somebody's Megadol Yosom Besof Beso, it's like he gave birth to them. So a stepfather, stepmother can be called mamish like the child's parents. And we're somech on that. Lagabi and Aliyah, we call up a child by the name of his stepfather or adopted father or whatever. We're not somech on that Lagabi Shtaros, because then there's other halachas that could be learned from a shtar. So we don't write specifically Ben so-and-so without identifying that it's not really the biological father. That's in a shtar. But in Aliyah, we call up as if it be the biological father. Alehen, no. Ben Ponav Lamata. Simen Godel Masalehen. Or Ishan Alav Naimin Benhu. You'll be able to see before they're born if it's a boy or a girl. Some osan icholos liros miad in benhu below shum ha'agbor. Before the child's born, you can see if it's a boy or a girl. But before it comes out, you don't know if it's a boy or a girl. And he wanted them to kill them before they came out. So he gave him a simon how to know. Then pun of lamata, kederot tashmisho. A boy comes out face down. Not head down. But he comes out with the head first, but the face facing towards the ground. And the girl comes out head first, but the face facing up. Bas ponel amala kadero tashmisha v'hochi meforesh v'meseches nida. Alehen mashma al iske bia loshun vayovo eleho. It's a euphemism for he wanted to seduce them. V'techayena hoyele lemichta v'lohenisu ayolodim. They didn't kill him. Why say v'techayena? They did extra to keep them alive. They would take the children and bring them up until they would then return them to the mothers. Right? If it means that they were like midwives, why would a midwife not need another midwife to help her give birth? And where it says no, it means mamish animals. They're like animals. Animals don't need midwives. Whoever it says beferish that shavit was like compared to an animal, it's beferish. The she'en ksibo, though some of the shvatim are not compared to animals. Hariksib bechol knesiyason yachad ma imcha lovi ben arayas rovtza. Right, your mother, in other words, Knesset Yisrael is compared to a lion. Imcha Knesset Yisrael kula nikreis levia, and so all of them are children of lionesses. Are all compared to an animal. Aaron and Moshe shiotsu miyochevet. The Thomas Azuva Ashes Kalev, the he Miriam Azuva Ashes Kalev was Miriam. Kalev married Miriam. Well, the common meforish lama nikreis shma Azuva. Later on, the Gemara will explain why Miriam was called Azuva. V'haiva Thomas shenitzara. And it doesn't mean she died, it means she got saras when in last week's Edra. Vayikach lo kolivis efras, la'achar shenisrapes, chozer velochalo. After she got back from the saras, a week later, he rejoined her. Not remarried her, he took her back. Alma efras kori Miriam. Efras is also Miriam. Uksiv b'David ben ish efrasi. David came from Efrasi. So Ephras was a nickname of Miriam, so David came from the descendants of Miriam. The Kalev ben Chetzron, Pasuk hu b'divrei hayomim, ben Yefuna, ben shen nifne me'atzes meraglim, me teirutzahi, the commentator. So Moshe is answering, how come he's called Yefuna if he was called ben Chetzron? L'olam ben Chetzron hu. Lama Nikra ben Yefun al Shem Maisav. It was a nickname given because of what he did to reject the Atzas Meraglim. Hochi Garcina Vakati ben Kenazu. Lamaisa, his father wasn't Chetzron, he was Kenaz, because he was the brother of Asniel ben Kenaz, so his father must have been Kenaz too. Hainu Chorgo de Kenaz. Ben Ishto Shel Kenaz Hayakolev. Kolev was the maternal brother of Asniel, but not the paternal brother. Venimso Asniel Ochid Meimo. Asniel was his maternal brother, but they had two different fathers. So Kalev's father's name was Chetzron, and Asniel's father's name was Kenaz.